Do all of you think that you are first timers, or do you think that you have come here many, many times before? Many, many times before. Who thinks, no, I've come here only for the first time? No one. Then you don't need the ring. You come here many, many times. But then you got the ring in the last kalpa, no? So now you have come for the ring in this kalpa. So the last kalpa ring, it disappeared with the last kalpa. And now in this new kalpa, you are getting ring for the first time. Baba used to ask this question, "Child, have you come before? Are you meeting Baba for the first time?" Then some who did not understand what it meant, "So Baba, first time." But then he would ask again, "Really first time? Really first time?" Then they would remember and say, no, Baba, we have met many times before. And then Baba would ask another question, "Okay, how many times before?" What will be the answer? How many times before? Huh? 10 times, 20 times, 100 times, how many times before? Unlimited, uncountable, okay. So you are pakka, huh? All of you are very, very pakka. So clap for yourselves, you are very pakka. And along with that, today is also the day of total dedication, surrender, or determination. Because when we say we are to surrender totally to Baba, we are completely dedicated to Baba, and we have this determined thought that one Baba and none other, then our inheritance is also confirmed, that we will definitely get a high status in golden age. And if that confirmation we really feel within us, that I will get a high status in golden age, then we will definitely make very good effort. And Baba says to the new ones, Baba gives a special blessing to the new ones. What is that special blessing? What's a special blessing which only the new ones get? The first timers get? Yes, what is that? Last, so fast, so first. This is the blessing which Baba gives to the new ones. Because you may say, "Oh Baba, we have come so last, so late. We could not meet Baba, we could not meet Mama, we could not even meet Dadis, we did not meet Dadi Janki, we did not meet this Dadi, that Dadi. And now, you could not even meet Didi Nirmala." Huh? So this 20th October will be her first anniversary. She left her body last year on 20th of October. So day after tomorrow will be her day after 1 year. And many of you will especially experience, you know, that Devi Nirmala's vibrations, because we have experienced her so much. So that also you will get, although you were not able to meet her. But anyway, this is also drama. So those days were good, and these days are also good, because you never know what will happen in the future. Today Baba said there will be a curfew and you will not be allowed to even leave your house. You know, when a curfew takes place, the military has taken over. And when the military takes over, it is shoot at sight. Shoot at sight means not just leave your home and come on the street, but you can't even open the window. Because if you open your window and just look out of the window, you can be shot. because of the military is moving around. Many of you must have experienced in your country, I don't know. But it's like that. And when a war takes place, it is actually duck out. In the evening, everyone is told, keep your windows shut. There should be not even one single ray of light visible anywhere, because even the single ray of light visible, you can be bombed. The enemy can bomb that place because there are people living in it, because there's light in the houses. So no light also should be visible. How much afraid people are. They would make a sound, you know. Such a situation can come. And therefore what Baba says, whatever happens, it is beneficial. Why? Why beneficial? Because it is for our benefit. The new golden age will come. These calamities and war and civil war, nuclear war, whatever, this will bring an end to Kali Yuga. And what will come after that? Our golden age world. So we have to be ready for that. And that's why Baba has come to make us really have this firm promise, firm determination. It's just one Baba and none other. So that at the end, we remember no one except Baba. That's your firm promise, is it not? But for that, we need a long time practice. Because anything can happen anytime, suddenly. Baba has said it. So a long time practice has to be done. Because you have to be ever ready all the time. Because anything can happen suddenly. So always think that, yes Baba, although I have come late, but I will go fast and come first. Okay? Good. Thank you. So now you, as Sona Ben will say, you will come accordingly and take your ring. Okay.